This AQAB GCSE Modern World History Revision Lessons podcast is copyright Hodder Education 2012. Vietnam.
Good morning, Vietnam! And we'll start with a little bit of news that doesn't matter because it all happened before we got here. So, first we have those events that happened to others. The Treaty of Geneva, the first Viet Cong attacks on South Vietnam, the self-immolation of Thich Quang Duc, and the coup which killed Diem. And now, all those pesky dates that go with them. 1954, 1960, and October and November 1963. And if you didn't get them, then it's too late, because we move on and escalate.
I wish we'd hesitated before we escalated.
Too right, my friend, because them those madmen on the Maddox thought they saw torpedoes. And then the next thing that happens, some Johnson guy is using the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution to order military action. And then all it takes is some itsy-bitsy attacks on air bases, and like lightning, we're into Operation Rolling Thunder, and the disaster begins.
And do we have any dates for all that, Adrian?
August 1964 and February 1965. Dates with fate, my friend. Dates I hate.
Why did we do such a stupid thing, Adrian?
Oh, no real reason. Just communism, Korea, containment, McCarthy, dominoes, and the military-industrial complex. Do you want a weather forecast?
I don't know if I can face it, Adrian. What can we expect today?
Well, coming from the north down through Laos and Cambodia, we've got a Ho Chi Minh trail full of sabotage and ambush, wrapped up in ordinary peasant pajamas. Overhead, there'll be SAM-guided missiles and MiG planes, but underfoot, you'll find tunnels, booby traps, tripwires, and landmines.
Will it be hot today, Adrian?
Hot! Hot! And coming in close, my friend, so close it'll be hanging on the belt. So close it'll be too close to get the big guns onto it.
What'll we be doing about that, Adrian?
We'll be rolling north with a sky full of B-52s, cluster bombs, Huey's napalm, and Agent Orange.
What's on the agenda, Adrian? What's coming up?
Well, we'll start with good news at Yaw Drang at 1965, followed by endless search and destroy raids, and coming to Earth with a bump with the Tet Offensive at 1968, precisely. Things will never be the same again after that. There'll be some violence and horror at My Lai shortly after. After which, we'll be just looking for a chance to finish up.
How come it came to that, Adrian?
We've failed to win hearts and minds, my friend. For some reason, they don't seem to like our policy of strategic hamlets and Zippo raids. We've ended up baby killers, 8,000 miles from home, without resolve, without the love of those back home, facing an enemy who's been fighting for freedom for 30 years.
So what do we got to look forward to?
Well, you can expect some fragging, lots of drugs, some working it out, ending up with a load of cherries in body bags. Then I guess it'll be Vietnamization from 1969, along with demonstrations and draft dodging at Kent State at 1970, finishing with Paris, 1973, and coptering out of here, 1975.
It all sounds pretty grim, Adrian.
That's Vietnam, my friend. That's Vietnam.